Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for today. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called fully steady to mostly 50 cents per hundredweight higher on current supplies and some solid demand ideas. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $45 to $52.50. Peoria called $1 higher today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, July 15th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,334. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $65 to $73.49. The weighted average, $70.96. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.60 to $58.88. The weighted average, $55. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,227. The base price range, $66.25 to $78. The weighted average, $74.92. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.25 to $59.50, and the weighted average was $57.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, right now, most of the precipitation across the corn, soybean area is pretty much confined to the minor growing areas in the eastern Dakotas across portions of Minnesota. The major growing areas to the south, relatively dry. There is a little bit of rain across the eastern portion of Nebraska and southwestern Iowa. And then in the big wheat growing areas across southern Kansas and through Oklahoma, northern Texas, they are getting some precipitation there. But high pressure anchored across the ridge of the Appalachians into the mid-Mississippi Valley, going to keep things dry for the eastern corn-soybean belt. And in the panhandle of Florida is going to be the driest area in the southeast. The southern and central portions of Florida are going to get some very wet weather as there's a low-pressure area spinning out over the northeastern Gulf. In the west, rainfall activity has diminished in the Four Corners region, although some showers will linger across New Mexico. Elsewhere, warm, dry weather will favor fieldwork and crop development. Moisture is needed for the rain-fed small grains in the Pacific Northwest. On the plains, scattered showers across the southern areas continue to provide beneficial moisture for the pastures and the summer crops. The Dakotas, locally heavy showers and thunderstorms associated with a cold front, providing beneficial moisture for the filling small grains and other summer crops. For the Corn Belt, it looks like very warm weather will continue to promote winter wheat harvesting and rapid summer crop development. Most of the Midwest will remain favorably dry with the scattered showers and thunderstorms developing west of the Mississippi River. And in the south, wet weather across the Florida Peninsula contrasts with the hot, dry weather elsewhere. Many southeastern pastures and summer crops are benefiting from the recent topsoil moisture improvements, although more rain will be needed quite soon there. Across the Midwest, crop development conditions will be favorable in nearly all Midwestern locations for the next 2 weeks. Rain will fall across much of the western Corn Belt north of Kansas and Missouri today and through the weekend and into early next week. That rain will be beneficial in parts of Nebraska, northeastern Iowa, South Dakota, and southwestern Minnesota. That's where the soil moisture has declined over the past couple of weeks. Locally, heavy rainfall will cause some flooding, but the flooding is not expected to be widespread or all that serious. The eastern Corn Belt continuing to benefit from the mostly dry conditions through Friday. Rain will start to return to the region this weekend, most widespread early next week. Showers in the eastern Corn Belt will continue periodically into late July and early August. Some areas will still experience net drying. All of the rain that is advertised for the next couple weeks will ensure that the corn receives adequate moisture for successful pollination. Net drying in late July and early August will favor the west central and southwestern Corn Belt after most of the corn has finished the moisture-sensitive reproductive process. And just briefly looking outside our boundaries in Australia, much-needed rain fell across the western portion of Australia, and that boosts the topsoil moisture is in advance of the spring growing season there. Recent rainfall, and that expected to occur over the next couple of weeks, will create a more favorable outlook for the spring development that will begin in late August. More rain will still be needed to fix the water supply deficits. And in China, rain spread throughout the northeastern portion of the country, with amounts anywhere from an inch and a half in the southeastern portion of Heilongjiang to over 3 2/3 of an inch in southern Langjiang, or Liaoning. Amounts in the surrounding areas were generally under an inch. With the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 842.5, down 1.5, last trade down 4. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, September wheat opened at 809.5, down 1.5, last trade down 7.25. December, 833, down 1.75, last trade down 6.75. September corn opened at 647.25, down 1, last trade down 3.5. December, 666, down 3/4, last trade down 3. August beans open at 1540.5, down 1.5, last trade down 6.5. September, 1526, down 2, last trade down 9.75. November, 1514.5, down 1.5, last trade down 6. August soybean meal opened at 421.80, unchanged, last trade down 2.80. August soybean oil opened at 6287, down 16, last trade down 40. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
I guess we're looking not at a lot of fundamental news here in corn and beans this morning, so maybe today the markets take their influence from outside markets. And as I look at crude oil, it's sitting right on its short-term long trend line, going through the April, May, and June lows, as it did yesterday. It went to the underside of that line before settling on it or slightly above it. Where are we headed in crude oil, and to what influence does crude oil influence the market today?
Well, you know, we had a pretty good-sized fund, sold about 20,000 contracts of crude yesterday, and that's what precipitated yesterday's downturn. We're off a little this morning. Last time I looked, it was down about a buck. And corn and beans and wheat are obviously following suit with that. Now, corn is probably oversold at this point, and I'm not going to say it deserves a rally, but it probably is at that point technically. And I think oil and gold and the whole complex is really going to be the key to this thing. The dollar remains weak. Gold remains fairly stable. Oil has been the big hitter, and it's drugged these other things down. Now, you know, and we're getting reports from the country that the corn crop is improving and it looks much better, and this is on the negative side. But I think what happens here is we've got an out-of-sight, out-of-mind thing. And, yeah, you can drive down the road and everything looks pretty good and stuff's starting to tassel. You just aren't able to see those big holes in the problem areas anymore in the cornfields. Beans remain short. I think they're problematic at this point. Beans just don't like white, wet feet, and I assume that we're probably going to end up with some kind of disease situation before this is all over. And, you know, right now, I guess if I wanted to own some, I'd own beans. I don't know about the corn. It's kind of all over the place, but improving.
Appears what we're seeing in the beans has all been technically related. I wonder if we're seeing a head and shoulders top formation in this bean
possible. I saw that the other day, but, you know, technicals kind of go out the window whenever you've got the funds dabbling around and things, and I guess that all remains to be seen. I think there is some concern about short-term bean supply right now. Going into August, it looks like volume-wise we're going to be a little bit light on them, and beans should prop themselves up here pretty quickly.
And in the corn, do you think that if we do get a rally, it will be sold?
You know, Dave, I really don't have a good feel on this thing because I really never expected the last 2 days, and it's all relative to the oil market. Now, if crude wants to continue to plummet, corn's going with it.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, that's kind of a poor thing to say, but that's exactly what's going on.
What about your wheat analysis today?
Wheat is going to go in the vein with corn. I think it'll be a little bit lighter. Everything will start lower this morning. If crude can get itself propped up, I think everything else will turn around and be green before the day's over.
Wheat's been holding by a technical thread around that $8
yep.
level and that gap in there. Is that going to get invaded this week?
Well, I think it's all about, you know, harvest being completed and all the supply that's available, and stuff's got put away here. And, you know, I don't know whether the technicals are really going to mean a heck of a lot at this point in time in the year. You know, we get everything wrapped up this week, then I think wheat's probably going to rebound.
Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He joins us from the offices in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 with market analysis for you at WILLAG.org.